on biting back and taking risks.
I suppose one of the things I'm kind of intrigued with this particular performance is that there's a little bit of news interest in this, and should it get picked up on? Quite interesting to see what would happen at the tribunal, because am I being productive now, or am I being ill in bed? Which one is this? Am I jeopardising my tribunal outcome, or am I helping it? I did lie low for the first 18 months of the benefits reform, because I was scared of being seen to do something that would contradict it and jeopardise it. And then I just got to the point of thinking, this is life from now on, because even if I win at the tribunal in a few months, it would start over again, and it would be repeated, and I just thought, I'm not prepared to lie low. So it's trying to find a way of not being afraid of it and biting back, which some people are succeeding at and others are struggling at.
You're being a productive activist right now, but there's a lot of personal risk in that, because in those anecdotes that you told about closing your blinds and wearing the mustard coloured jumper, you're performing the simplistic notion of of your ability, disability, where you are on the spectrum, kind of quite deliberately placing yourself in a more simplistic thing, and therefore reinforcing those codes that you disagree with. But in order to engage the conversation around complexity, you put yourself at significant personal risk, because you might make change, but in the process you might be misunderstood, you might have your benefits withdrawn. I suppose that's the dialogue, that's the space you're entering right now, isn't it?